Hello, Dr. Wallach. The women in my family are plagued with hay fever and asthma and allergies, and every summer I have to listen to them nattering on about all their symptoms and the latest drug that they got from their doctor, and I don't want to join those ranks. Is there a better way?
Absolutely. Let's start with asthma. It's the easiest one to deal with. Asthma is actually a deficiency of three nutrients, magnesium, manganese, and the essential fatty acids. And by taking the pig arthritis formula twice a day, you're going to get the optimal amounts of the plant-derived colloidal and the chelated magnesium and manganese. And then by taking the minimum daily requirement, the 9 grams of the essential fatty acids, that would be 3 of the ultimate EFA capsules with each meal, 9 a day, that's going to give you the minimum daily requirement of the essential fatty acids. And those three nutrients together, the magnesium, manganese, and the essential fatty acids, will allow you to produce what's called prostaglandins. Prostaglandins are little short-lived hormones that last in your bloodstream 30 seconds, 60 seconds, and your body is continuously making them, kind of rapid fire. And when you don't have those three nutrients, you cannot make the proper prostaglandins to keep your bronchi and your trachea open, and that's when you develop asthma. And it's very common when people take all 90 essential nutrients, including the magnesium and manganese and the essential fatty acids. Within weeks or months, the tightness, this constant tightness in their chest, is significantly reduced or maybe even totally relieved. The frequency and the severity of their asthma attacks significantly is reduced. I would certainly still keep an inhaler available until in case you had some unexpected emergency, kind of like wearing your seatbelt, even though you're on a smooth flight and you're not going to anticipate sudden turbulence. You need to be prepared for emergencies, but you have every honest expectation of doing very well. Then, as far as inhalant allergies from dust and pollens, and seasonal ones from dust and pollens, and maybe constant ones from danders on cats and dogs and chickens and feathers in your pillows and that kind of thing, maybe even chemicals that come out of rugs and formica and new cars like formaldehyde and other chemicals, you want to get your immune system working optimally so it can protect you from these things, because most people are able to tolerate them. And what happens is when your immune system doesn't have enough nutrition to function optimally, you become a victim of these things assaulting you all the time. And so what you want to do is, number one, take all 90 essential nutrients. So your immune system, which includes your liver and your spleen, your tonsils and your appendix, your thymus, white blood cells, which include the neutrophils and the lymphocytes and the killer lymphocytes, the T cells and so forth. Also, you have eosinophils and basophils. You have neutrophils. All of these white blood cells, you have albumins and globulins, which are the immune proteins. You have antibodies themselves. You have your digestive system, your skin, your tears, the mucus in your body. All of that requires 90 essential nutrients to produce this immune system, which is not just your killer T cells. It includes all of these tissues and cells and organs of your body. Also, if you have these types of problems, you want to get some of these HEPA filters at your workplace, in your home, when you sleep. You can get the ones that you plug in your car. You want to eat as much organically grown food as possible. You want to drink filtered waters. You want to get as much chemicals out of your diet as possible and reduce this pressure on your immune system. If you have food allergies, you want to have a 5-day rotation diet. You want to take the wonderful digestive aid we have in American Longevity called Ultimate Enzyme, which has the pepsin and the betaine hydrochloride, which will help a person digest the proteins down into single amino acid. And it's the proteins and the allergens, such as danders and foods and pollens and dust, that cause the allergies and even can initiate an attack of asthma.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.